And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show, we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I gotta tell you, we got some breaking news. All right, so I got my dippers. We're gonna get into those in a minute, but just not long before the show kicked off, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made an announcement, and some of y'all are probably already aware. I mean, I know who I'm talking to—a bunch of news hounds out there and people who stay in touch with what's going on around them. But yeah, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on today's date, on Tuesday, said that House Republicans have, quote, uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct that will serve as the basis of an impeachment inquiry. So let me just explain a few things for you. Having been at the state level involved in an impeachment inquiry process, and that was as to former Governor Robert Bentley, difficult situation there. Sucks all the air out of the room, man. But you also recognize that you got no choice. Sometimes you're backed into that spot where you realize you can't just let this go on. The way it works is this. The House has to create almost what would be like a grand jury type environment. They are allowed investigative authority, and then they are allowed the opportunity to bring what they call articles of impeachment before the body for a vote. If the House decides to, refer articles of impeachment to the Senate, it's as if a grand jury has handed down an indictment. We find that there is enough cause there to believe that an event has transpired or a scenario exists that warrants potential impeachment. So the House doesn't do the impeachment. The House does what it calls an impeachment inquiry, followed by bringing articles of impeachment to the floor. At that point, if they vote it forward, assuming their procedures remain intact, if it goes forward, then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate becomes like the trial. The members of the Senate become actual jurors, and a trial is presented before the body. House is out of the picture now. Senate then presides over the question of actually choosing to or not to impeach. So you can say you've been impeached, but sometimes it might just mean you've been through an impeachment process. The actual impeachment comes if the Senate agrees and puts it through. Now, there have been some deep concerns about whether or not the House, with its very slim, majority, could get this done. There's also been the fact that the House, the Republicans in the House, have only had majority now for, less than a year. And so they've not even had subpoena power. They've not even had the ability to move this forward. I mean, there have been people who have been mad about some of this stuff since Biden got elected, but the House has only been in the Democrat hands until recently. So now we're seeing that they are busy. And I hear it all the time. Why aren't they doing something? They should be doing something by now. Well, they are. And by the way, you don't rush into this. I would never want to see another Nancy Pelosi-style rushed impeachment. Well, we don't know if it's real, but we're just going to press forward and see what happens. That is absolutely an abuse of power. And this should never be considered frivolous. This should never be considered light. This should never be considered something that we just do to make sure we covered all our bases. No. You do it when you're left with no recourse because you recognize that events have transpired that are so egregious, they must be addressed. Because when you do this, you are potentially crippling the highest levels of the National Command Authority for the United States of America. You are essentially, potentially, decapitating it. You are cutting off the head of your own government, potentially. Now, you can be impeached and still remain in office. It depends on what we got. If it requires a criminal inquiry, then it gets even different. Well, what we're looking at now is Biden is potentially open to actual criminal liability. You know, the claims against Trump were, Russia, collusion, tried to rig an election. I've seen the evidence. I know where it was. And the pundits just going crazy. Never had the ability, even had a special prosecutor who finally came back with a non-finding. I don't know what to tell you. I've been at it for 2 years and I got nothing. Well, today, the one story that I've got here in my hands, thanks to Alicia for pulling the story for me, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy stood at the podium said, "Today I am directing our House committees to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public." So you got House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer. You've got House Oversight Committee, House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. Those three guys are going to be the driving force behind the impeachment inquiry. They are now given additional authorities as chairman of those three, empowered by the Speaker of the House, to pursue evidence that they believe is relevant, timely, and capable of being, you know, reviewed and put out to the American public. In doing this, Kevin McCarthy, it says, listed allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. Keep in mind, with Trump, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. It was the kind of thing where you look at it and go, what are you going to do with this? And yet, in this case, we are looking at physical evidence they already have in their hands, where they can see allegations of abuse of power. They can see allegations of obstruction. They can see bank accounts. They can see business records leading to a cause for potential corruption. He said this, through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge. Yeah, keep in mind, the president, every time a president opens his mouth, it's considered a public record. I mean, if he says, I ate at McDonald's, that's a public record. If he says, we're out of toilet paper, that's a public record. And when the president constantly, on the campaign trail and in the actual public arena, says things like, I have no knowledge of any such thing, and then we find emails, and then we have people telling he was at the dinner with us, and then we have multiple phone calls that he was on with world leaders because of Hunter Biden's dealings, you realize he's been lying to the American people? He says, through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions and dinners, resulted in cars and millions of dollars to his sons and his sons' business partners. He says, we know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments, $20 million in payments, were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. Listen, if you're a straight-up businessman, you don't, and by the way, one of the other things that came out today, or I saw maybe it was last night, is that Representative James Comer says they now have evidence of offshore bank accounts. So you've got offshore bank accounts, you've got layered shell companies where they try to funnel things through to various family members. There was one report that I heard that I've not heard since then, that one of the ways by which Biden may have been able to access was by being given a debit card to Hunter's check account. Really? Okay, so you don't have to have a Joe Biden checking account. You can just have Joe Biden with his own debit card to pull what he wants out of Hunter's account. Let Hunter figure out the paperwork later. Listen, this is going to be amazing to watch. I got a call real quick. I'll take it for the break. David from Huntsville. How you doing, man?
How are you, sir? I'm so glad to speak to you, and thank you for your service. Here's where we are at this point in history.
Okay.
Do we think, actually, that DOJ would go in and prosecute Biden after all of the history of the last 4 years? Can we really believe that? Yeah, McCarthy can come in, post charges, do a big dog and pony show, if you will. How can we be effective when they own the DOJ? There's the real problem. That's the gist of the issue. These people are not playing around with us. They've done a lot of bad things to conservatives. What I'm trying to say to you today is we can announce all of this stuff. In the end, is it really effective?
Okay, well, and that's exactly what I said a moment ago. I mean, you've got to recognize the processes they have to jump through. And it's true. You're right. There's a hurt. Here's the bottom line. You always are guaranteed to miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. And so I guess one of the things that I'm saying here is, well, if we do nothing, it rocks on. If we do something, we may not get what we want 100%, but we'll get more than we would have had if we didn't do anything. So I guess,
we really free? Are we a really free people? Are we? You know?
Well, David, I look at it and say, really free people don't question whether they have the authority to live and breathe and take action. I think really free people will say, make me stop. And that's where we are right now. We're at the point where the slim majority in the House is willing to say, you make us stop, because we're not going to. And we don't have to have
the
DOJ. Hang on a second, David. Let me finish my point, and then I got to go to a break. But the reality is we don't have to wait for the DOJ, because if we get a House majority to move something forward, the Senate with its slim majority and Joe Manchin being unfriendly to the Biden administration, we may find that there's something we can do without having the DOJ. But we can also look for a special prosecutor.
I would love that. But it seems like the Republicans are just, we've become spineless.
Well, they're taking action today. Why don't you give them some credit for that? And then you
can ask that question. I will, but how many years did it take?
Well, it took till they got the majority. They didn't have Joe Biden as president. They just had, Joe Biden's been president for, 2.5 years, and they've had the majority now for 9 months. Give them some credit, bro.
The only thing I worry about is that we don't have the fight in us. Do you understand?
Yeah, and I disagree. I think we do have some spunk in us right now, and I think we got some people that are willing to take what little slim majority they have and do something with it. I think that too often we hold back. I do. But I think at the same time, right now, you can't say that because Kevin McCarthy just put his political capital on the line and says, we're going to do this thing. So it just got announced like an hour ago. Yeah, I mean, give it some time.
We can see what comes of it, but I doubt very seriously anything will happen to Joe Biden himself or
maybe not.
You know, in the long term.
Maybe not.
But
it certainly won't happen if we don't do anything. Hey, I got to go to break, man. No. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate
it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Boomer, take it to the break, brother, before I run out of time. And I see I got somebody hanging on the line, so you tell Jerry that I will get his as soon as we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm serious, y'all. Do nothing? That is not an option. That is not an option. Get something done is where we need to be right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. I got a guy held on during the line. During the break. I appreciate that. Jerry from Hartsell. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Not bad, sir. How about you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, it come to mind about all this impeachment things. And has anybody come to the conclusion on if he sees the blood in the water, what happens if he wants him to pardon himself and his family? Is there any stopping that, or is it we're just out to dry?
It's a great question. There was a lot of that going on with the idea of Trump. People were questioning the same thing.
Correct.
Could Trump pardon himself? I think arguably the answer is yes. Ethically, the answer might be no. I don't know in practicality though how that would work, but. Yeah, I mean, I assume it's possible. Sure can't shut it out. But I just don't know, Jerry, to be honest with you. I'd say that. I think it's possible.
Okay. I knew there was no precedence in it because Clinton was pardoned, or not really pardoned, but impeached, but he stayed in office. He didn't pardon himself there, but it's like, well, this would be the first.
Yeah, and I think one example that I heard, I think Clinton actually pardoned his own brother-in-law, and there were some people that were.
I believe I heard that as well.
I think that's right. I think he did, but I can't think of any other family members or like Nixon was pardoned by Ford, but that was a president pardoning the previous
Correct.
President. So I don't know what the final answer would be, but it would be interesting. We'll have to wait and see.
Is there a
yeah.
fundamentals that prevent him from doing things once he's being impeached, or is it he still has the full pardon up to the point he leaves office?
No, until he
has
is.
That ever been
I think his powers remain in place until such time as he is not in office. So, okay. I don't know that he could be limited by anything. Because you really can't do that. I mean, what if we go to war in the middle of it all? You know, so the president's still got to have powers in place. But I think it's an interesting dynamic. And somebody else pointed out, Jerry. I was just texting back and forth a minute ago. Somebody said, you know, the previous caller David was talking about whether the DOJ would do something, and the DOJ is not always the final say in this. I would remind everybody that at the state of Alabama, the potential for impeachment is what got Governor Bentley to resign. So it's not like the DOJ has to get involved. There could be things that come out that he decides it's better just to go to the House. But we'll see.
Yeah. I got you.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Thanks holding on. All right. I got to tell you what. I got to get caught up on some text messages. I will say this. Ronnie from Athens, thank you very much. All caps, I like tater tots. Whoop, whoop. There it is. Rita from Scottsboro is checking in. Appreciate you, Rita. I will check up on your text here in just one moment, but I'm glad you're out there. Wendell from Baton Rouge says, we were soldiers once. Great movie, great book. Love the scene when Hal Moore, Mel Gibson, steps onto the skid of the helicopter as the last one to leave the field of battle. Yes, and a true story. Said, I believe I read that was the way it actually happened. True leader, respected by his troops. Also, the second half of that book about the withdrawal of the relieving troops through the jungle brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, for those of y'all that don't know, the movie stopped when the 1-7 Cav left the battlefield at LZ X-Ray. What they don't know, what a lot of people don't realize, is that the very next day they were relieved in place by 1-5 Cav. 1-5 Cav was coming in, relieving them in place, and then moving to another location called LZ, or Landing Zone Albany, I believe it was, and they were virtually wiped out. They were ambushed in the jungle. Very few U.S. troops from that battalion. It was an awful situation. Over 115 U.S. troops wiped out in just basically a pitched fight in the middle of the jungle they couldn't get out of. So anyway, Wendell, thank you much. That's Wendell from Baton Rouge. Dale from Ardmore says, started this morning, Kay Ivey's friends are taking down the rocket at the Welcome Center. Yep. Nobody in Montgomery standing up. Says, I guess we need more room for electric vehicle chargers. Yeah, it's a crying shame. I don't know what they're going to do with it. No one's really even said what they're going to do with it that I'm aware of. Roger from Ardmore. This will be the Bidem. He spells it B-U-Y-D-E-M. Bidem, like Biden. Bidem. Bidem resignation, or that sudden illness he spoke of during his campaign. Yeah. TL from Huntsville. Please politely refer David back to yesterday's monologue. Stay in the fight. Don't give in. They want us to be disheartened and not to try. Do the next right thing. TL, thank you for remembering the monologue. I appreciate that. Coming down to the break, so I'll get a few more texts before we go. Kim from Danville. The gentleman you had on before the break reminds me of these folks who say there's no sense in voting because they don't see hope. I agree with you 100%. If we do nothing, we get nothing. I think we should swing for the fence, knowing that if we knock it out of the park, we'll just have to figure out a way to deal with that broken window called Harris down the road. You can't hear it, but Boomer's over here. He went, ouch. Anita from South Huntsville. Pessimism is understandable, but one clear benefit of inquiries of the liberal media will have to cover the possibility of Biden being impeached. And they will slant their coverage, but they can't just pretend it's not happening, because half the country will see evidence that it's been hidden for the last 3 years. Agreed. Thank you, Anita. Jimmy from Del Rose, Tennessee, says, Phil, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz deserve a thumbs up for getting this impeachment inquiry against the corrupt Biden family and the president himself. Kevin McCarthy would not have done this without pressure from Marjorie and Matt. Keep up the good work. That Freedom Caucus as a whole deserves some credit. And then Mike from Montgomery says, General Hal Moore was a customer of mine, an amazing man. Glad to hear it, Mike. I'd love to hear a personal anecdote if you got one. But, yeah, I've heard he was a great man. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I will jump off of this and get into the actual dippers. EV reality is setting in. We'll be right back. all you right side ruffians.